Happy Friday. We're getting set first pitch. Biloxi Shuckers and the Montgomery Biscuits scheduled for 6:35. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake. And as always on Fridays, we are joined by Shuckers acting manager Fidel Pena. Fidel, appreciate you taking the time.
As always, my pleasure to be here. Thank you.
There have been a ton of roster moves this week. It seems like there's almost a fresh new crop of guys that have come in here with a lot of guys going to AAA. One of the guys who has come to Biloxi, the guy who's come back in Ethan Murray. How exciting is it to be able to get him back into the lineup, especially on the defensive side?
I mean, like you say, very excited to have him back. He's a great kid. Everybody loves him here in the clubhouse. And he's a guy that we know that can contribute, not only on the defensive side, he can also contribute with his bat, you know. So just pumped for him to be here, healthy and ready to go.
Well, talking about that in the clubhouse side, defensive side, hitting side, as we get down to the stretch run, we're officially halfway through the second half of the season. How important is it to get a guy like that back and a guy like Murray back who's played in these big situations here in Double-A?
Obviously very important, you know. Like I said, he's a guy that's going to he's going to add stuff on and off the field. You know, he's going to bring that veteran presence to the clubhouse and out on the field. You know, he's definitely going to help us big time, I think, during this last stretch of the season.
A couple of pitchers have been added to the roster as well tonight. Starter Tate Keener is making his second Double-A start. Casey Hunt will make his first Double-A start tomorrow. What's been your impression of those two guys coming up to the Double-A level and around this clubhouse the last few days?
I mean, Keener, we already saw, you know, what he can do. His first start here last week at home in Biloxi. So I'm just excited for him, you know, for him to continue to do what he's done all year and continue to be consistent here at the Double-A level. And then Hunt, we still haven't seen him pitch, but we heard and we saw what he has been doing all year in Appleton. So we're just excited to have him and see him perform.
Big thing for Keener, too, 6 innings in his Double-A debut. This is a week where a couple guys have come up to the Triple-A level. There's been a couple guys in the bullpen in the rotation. A little thin on the pitching side of things. How important was it for Keener's first start to be able to go those 6 innings?
Definitely huge. You know, like you said, we've had so many moves that you know, we have been a little thin in the bullpen, you know, the last few days. So that was huge for us last week. Hopefully, you know, he can continue to do the same and give us 5-plus innings tonight as well and, you know, continue to be successful out there.
Talking about that bullpen, how proud of you are you of that group down there in the bullpen for going out and getting multiple innings? Russell Smith, a big outing last night. Sam Carlson went multiple innings for just the second time this year a couple days ago. For these guys to get 2 and 3 innings out of the bullpen.
I mean, it's always good to have those guys, you know, that you can lean on when you need, like when you need an extra inning, and you know that they're gonna go out there and do their best, and you know, give you some quality innings, and you know, and cover those innings and help you, you know, get through a game when you need to. Those guys have been working hard all year, you know, and it's always good to see them, you know, be successful in those situations and you know, be there when you need them.
Couple of big promotions as well. Craig Yoho, Logan Henderson, Carlos Rodriguez, all up to the AAA level. Especially Carlos Rodriguez, just a big-time year from him after a terrific year last year. How excited were you to be able to tell him that he's going up AAA?
Obviously very excited. You know, he definitely earned that promotion. You know, he did his thing here last year, and same thing this year. Like, nothing changed. You know, he came back to the league and he continued to, you know, to be a great competitor at the plate and a good center fielder for us. So very well earned, you know, so I'm just happy for him that he continues to, you know, to move up the ladder.
Talking about growth, Dylan O'Rey, 20 years old, has had such an incredible run coming to the Shuckers. 19 stolen bases in under 40 games, 1 away from the 20 mark, but also the average has really ticked up since the All-Star break, 269 since the break. What's the growth you've seen from Dylan throughout about this past 2-3 weeks since the break?
He was willing to make adjustments, you know. Whenever he started facing the, you know, the double A pitching consistently, he started to see some holes in his swing. He's been actually working on some stuff with JJ in the cages. So it's just paying off for him. It's just good to see him, you know, getting some success out there and doing his thing, and just for him to continue to be motivated and continue to work.
You talk about him trying to fix some of the holes in his swing, really taking advantage of the long season out here in Biloxi to be able to work on those couple of things. How impressed have you been from him, from just the mental side of things, for taking that approach for a kid who, again, is just 20 years old?
Yeah, he's been pretty tough, mentally. You know, he's a very mature kid for his age. So, like, that's just an approach that I think that's going to help him, you know, in the long run, because this is a game of failure, and, like, you're not always going to be 100%, and sometimes you're going to struggle. So you have to stay strong during those times and continue to trust the process and continue to, you know, put in the good work.
Talking about the development side of things, how big is it for him to be able to be up here and going through those things at just 20 years old here at the double-A level, two steps away from the big leagues?
I mean, definitely good, you know, like, when you have a kid that's 20 years old and he's already here and he's competing and he's showing you and you know and giving you flashes of being a, you know, plus defender at second base, a chance to be really good at center field too, and to also be like a guy that can contribute and produce at the plate, you know, put the ball in play, steal bases, like that's special, you know. So just pumped for him to continue, you know, to soak in all of the experience, and, you know, excited to see where he goes next year.
How was that moonshot to see for his first career home run down that third baseline?
It was really, like, you know, being on the third base side and, like, watching a lefty hit a bomb, like, it's just probably the best view, you know, like, in the house. So I actually, like, enjoyed it a lot, like his first homer in double-A off the top of the scoreboard, almost went over it. So, like, definitely pumped for him.
Yeah, not a bad way to get your first. Fidel, appreciate the time.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate
this it. Has been today's pregame interview. Shacker's Biscuits coming up next.